ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma faqbal udhri warham shiddata dhurri wa fukkani min shiddi wa thaqi. Brothers and sisters, the part under discussion was this excerpt of the Kumail supplication in which the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, states, Ya man bada'a khalqi wa dhikri wa tarbiyati wa birri wa taghdiyati. O you who raised in my creation to the remembrance of me, to the nurture of me, to the goodness toward me, and to the nourishment of me. Habni libtida'i karamik. Bestow upon me, for the sake of you having given rise to me with generosity, wasalifi birrika bi, and your previous goodness to me. Regarding this part that talks about the deserving servant feeling at the door of Almighty Allah's mercy, truthful, pious, and loving and deserving servant who feels that the doors of Almighty Allah's mercy have opened for him, he feels that he is ready to hear his prayer. So the servant states, Habni libtida'i karamik. I know you have been kind to me. I know you have been generous to me. And because of your previous generosity to me, please bestow upon me. We said that the servant who has reached this state has realized there is an ontological need toward Allah. There is an inherent need toward Allah. And this will attract the mercy of Allah even before he himself becomes aware of it and raises it to Allah. But now the servant is even closer. He has raised the need toward Allah. And this is the norm and sunnah of the Almighty Allah that applies to all the things in the universe, everything which is functioning in the universe, specifically the mercy of Allah and its relation with the ontological indigence of the creatures. The way the need seeks Allah's mercy is the way mercy is in search of the need. Of course, it should be noted, it should be mentioned, that the beautiful attributes and names of the Almighty Allah are above any need, and His divinity is beyond all needs. But the mercy of Allah seeks the objects of need in indigence. So, what we need to know is His divinity is beyond any miserliness, and the difference in the levels of mercy is because of the difference in the levels of need and indigence brought to Him. Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this state and in this part of the Kumaya supplication, is bringing his needs toward his only Lord, mentioning his previous generosities and previous goodnesses, and now asking him to continue to pursue his generosity. Habni libtida'i karamik.
Oh Allah, accept my apology and have pity on my intense sufferings and set me free from my heavy fetters. My nourisher, have mercy on the weakness of my body, the delicacy of my skin, and the brittleness of my bones. O He who originated my creation and accorded me my individuality and ensured my upbringing and welfare and provided my sustenance, I beg you to restore your favors and blessings upon me as you did in the beginning of my life.
It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So in this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam is asking his Lord, Habni libtida'i karamik wasalifi birrikabi. Bestow upon me for the sake of you having given rise to me with generosity and your previous goodness to me. We concluded that the natural bringing of the need toward Almighty Allah inherently attracts His mercy. The land needs heat, light, water, and air for its growth, and Allah the Exalted grants her with what it needs. And this need of her is an ontological request and demand. Let me put it this way. Whatever a thing is in need of and demands by nature, then that is its request and demand, but in an ontological language. And Allah the Exalted says in this regard, everyone in the heavens and the earth asks him. Every day he is in a different state.
يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ.
Whoever and everyone in the heavens and the earth there is asks him.
كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ.
Every day he is in a different state. And that which a thing needs and demands ontologically is never left unanswered. Let us have a look at this example of suckling baby who has no knowledge of her own self. When this baby becomes thirsty and the thirst becomes unbearable for her, Allah the Exalted is the one who teaches her to express her need by crying, by weeping. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who awakens the sympathy of her father and mother towards her so that they may attend to her and give her drink. The thirst and the hunger of the infant attracts the mercy and affection of Allah without there being any request and demand from the infant. And in the same way, the pain and difficulties which a sick person undergoes invoke the mercy of Allah. Thank you for staying with us, brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English.
for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.